This is Mark McNeese, and you're listening to Dream Shaping on Shaping Reality and Living Our Dreams. Welcome back to the Dream Shaping Podcast. This is Mark, the Dream Shaper, and I have something very unusual for this edition. It is my first adventure in AI, also known as artificial intelligence. Someone turned me on to a website / company called 11 Labs that offers AI for people looking for narration. And as an author, of course, that would be something I'm interested in. I am ambivalent about replacing working narrators with AI narration, but that's a different conversation and something I'll deal with when the time comes. But I tried it out and I thought it was amazing. I upload the text, which is how everything I do starts. I write it, and it was converted into a file with a voice that I chose. His name is Josh, and I thought the sound was incredible. So it makes doing these kinds of things much easier for people like me. It's more efficient. It's less time consuming. And it just increases what I'll be able to put out as a creator. So give it a listen. This podcast is about when we were kids and being told that various things would happen when we were old, or we would get our driver's license, we would go on dates, we would do things at some point in the future as we grew, and we had to wait for them. And then someday we wake up and we are older, and maybe much older, and it's different. Now it's things that we keep putting off that we wish we hadn't. So give a listen to this, narrated by the robot Josh, and I'll be back with many more.
When your older son and the slippage of time. Are human beings the only animals aware of time passing? Do cats know they're getting old? Do fish ever wish they'd swum in this direction instead of that one? Is a tree concerned at all with the number of years it has stood rooted in one spot? When we were children, most of us had occasion to hear those words. When you're older. We were told that someday we would be able to drive a car, or go on a date, or leave home. Patience was required, tested by anticipation and desire. We waited because we had to, and each time we reached that milestone, that magical older, and got our driver's license, or went on a first date, we looked ahead to the next thing we could experience when the time came. The years flew by, and we realized too quickly that there was nothing left to be denied us until we were older. We reached an age when we could do whatever we wanted to, and still we put it off. When you're older became, I'll get to it tomorrow. So many dreams deferred became dreams unrealized. I never took singing lessons. I never acted on a stage. I never bet it all on one number with the unshakable belief the roulette wheel would stop there. I'm an old tree now, a fish who often wonders where I would have found myself had I taken a left turn at the sunken ship instead of a right. I'm not dissatisfied, and regret is pointless, but I still keep telling myself, someday. Someday I'll give my final notice and be done with this job. Someday I'll do this, or go there, and be a child again living an experience for the first time. There is no older left for me, no package waiting to be opened when the time arrives. It already has, so do it, be it, taste it, smell it, feel it, and know there's no such thing as when you're younger.
This is Mark McNeese, and you've been listening to Dream Shaping on Shaping Reality and Living Our Dreams. Visit the website at startdreamshaping.com or contact me at mark@startdreamshaping.com.